105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip hop and R&B. It is the all new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, I'm not going to feel bad about saying this. I'm kind of on vacation mode. It's already setting in because I know it is for a lot of people, right?
I'm sure a lot of people are already on vacation. Like, I feel like the hallways are going to be empty as all hell.
Everyone's checked out. Come on.
Yeah. And the people who are here, like you said, are not. They're physically here. Mentally, they're somewhere else. Mentally, they're eating turkey.
I know, right? I cannot wait to eat. That's all it's on my brain. It's food. It always is.
I'm having chicken, not turkey.
Oh, I'm having turkey.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah, but the people that I'm having Thanksgiving with, like, some of them are vegetarian. So it's like, there's no point in making. First of all, I don't have a turkey in Tennessee.
Right.
Second of all, it just doesn't make sense because, you know. I'm probably going to be the only one eating it, so.
Well, it's food. I'm going to eat.
Give me food.
It's the Morning Bounce.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon, Renee. Everyone has a lot to be thankful for this year. And then on Friday, everyone's going to go do some Black Friday shopping. If you see some good deals on some toys, we need your help.
Yeah, I definitely need your help. Make sure that you go pick up a toy for our Big Top Toy Drop.
Yes.
We're going to be broadcasting live from the Macomb Mall December 8th through the 10th, collecting toys for kids who are in need. And we want everyone to have a smile during the holiday season, right?
Exactly. You've mentioned to me a lot that Detroit is a city that loves to come together and help each other. And that's what we need from you for this toy drop. And again, Black Friday is when the best deals happen. So if you're out and about, you see a toy, just grab one and then bring it to us. I've said if I have to come and drive the van to your house or to your work or wherever to pick the toys up, I will do that because I want to make sure that less fortunate kids have a dope Christmas. So please help us out if you can. December 8th through the 10th, we'll be at the Macomb Mall. How's the weather looking today?
Mostly sunny skies with a high of 52 degrees. 24 in Rutherford. Now listen, I think you might be onto something because you're leaving today, right?
Yes.
Well, tomorrow there's an increase in clouds with a chance of light. I told you as soon as you leave, it's going to be bad weather.
I am the light. I am the light and the sun and the happiness.
Well, at least it's going to be like 54 degrees tomorrow. There so it's not going to be too bad for your holiday. It's the Morning Bounce.
You're listening to the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee.
Make it move.
On 105.1 The Bounce.
Every morning.
Hopefully there's no hateration at Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, too.
You know there will be. I can't wait to hear all the crazy stories.
Why are the same people
get out of my head?
Wow.
It's too early for that.
Wow. It's 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gina, Shannon, Renee. Shannon Scoops on the way.
Yeah, Eminem's got his own comic book cover. We'll have all those details coming up at 6:55.
Every morning.
Wake up in the morning and the first thing.
Check it.
Believe it.
You're listening to the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gina, and Shannon Renee on 105.1 the Bounce.
Yo, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. If you're going out this weekend to celebrate the holiday, please be safe.
Yes, please.
Find a designated driver or ride share. And if you can't do that, please use the Tow and Go program from AAA. They will tow your car within a 10-mile radius. You know, they're aiming to keep drunk drivers off of the road.
Yes.
You see, the program will start today at 6 p.m. through 6 a.m. on Monday.
That's true, and it's absolutely free. They just ask that you tow their tip the drivers. Mm-hmm. A buddy of mine has used it. In the past, he said they pick you up super quick, they drop you off, and it works. But they don't want you to plan for it. Like, if it's like...
It should be a last resort.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, shout out to AAA for doing that.
Yes.
Well, remember when we talked a couple weeks ago about Biggie being on the cover of the Marvel Deadpool comic?
Yes, tell me DMX is the other one.
It's not, and neither is Tupac. Both of our guesses is Eminem.
Hey.
Yeah, he got his own Spider-Man comic book cover for the 20th anniversary of 8 Mile.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was a huge Spider-Man fan as a kid, so it was, you know, he's grateful to be on the cover.
Yeah.
It was available for purchase yesterday on his website, but it's already sold out.
Of course.
And of course, I checked the price. It was $313, obviously $313 for Detroit for a signed copy. I immediately went over to eBay and it's already up there for $2,000.
$2,000.
And there's 27 people watching it. So people are willing to pay that amount for it.
Wow, that is nuts. And you said with the Biggie one that he's not actually part of the cartoon. He's just on the
cover. Right, it's just on the cover.
Got it. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Still cool.
Still cool, definitely. And then did you see the Stories Crazy exhibit posted on his IG that he discovered an Apple AirTag on his car?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, I don't know because I don't know who's following exhibit.
Yeah, who? Maybe
wants to. I would say the paparazzi, but I mean, are they really following
They're not checking for an exhibit like that. Maybe it's like a baby mama or somebody.
I don't know.
His person that he's dating, if he is.
I don't know. Well, apparently this isn't the first time like a celebrity has found one. 2 Chainz also found one in October in his car. So,
wow.
Well, I don't know. It's crazy. But he did say he's going to try and trace the serial number back and figure out who it is.
Well, there you go.
I'm Shannon Renee, and that's your scoop brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Mrs. T's Pierogies are stuffed with creamy whipped potatoes and the perfect blend of cheese, all wrapped in tender pasta, bursting with mouth-watering savory flavor. It's like Mrs. T's put a little happiness inside each pierogi just for you. Get yours today.
The craziest phone checks in the D.
Hello, who's calling?
It's another Clarissa Jenkins phone check. Now on 105.1 The Bounce.
Hello?
Hi, Sherry Evans from Bank of America Asset Recovery. Looking to speak to Ashley, please.
This is Ashley.
Calling because of some issues that we're having with the closed account.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there was late fees that were returned to you, and then you closed the account, so we're going to need the late fees back.
Can I ask why?
Because you closed your account, and we sent you the return the late fees, then you closed it.
Because you guys had added a hole to my check, and I was told that they were going to be returned, or that the late fees would be waived because you guys...
Hold up. Who told you that?
Quite a few people, actually.
Okay, what are their names?
I don't remember what...
Okay, so you don't know. You don't really know what's going on, do you? Okay, whoever issues your checks, they got an issue.
So
I'm talking. Shut your mouth. You understand?
Hello?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Why did you hang up on me?
Well, when you can learn to talk to me with customer service, I'll talk to you.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to get things done, and you keep interrupting me.
What the f*** do you have to say, then?
We need to have the fees back, or else there will be an injunction filed.
Can I speak to your manager?
Hold on a second, hood rat.
Asset Recovery, this is Richard. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Ashley.
More like ho.
Hello?
Go ahead.
The lady on the phone, whoever transferred me to you... First of all, she is very rude and told me that I needed to shut my mouth.
Okay, she told me that you called her the N-word on the phone.
No.
Okay.
I didn't even cuss until she called me back, and it was the word f***.
She used the N-word!
I didn't use it.
Well, here's the thing. We're gonna try to work on this, but right now there is there's a problem with the account being closed and the late fees that were returned to you.
Why?
If we sent you those late fees, you need to return those back before closing the account.
The late fees were waived because you guys added a hold because you guys wouldn't cash my check.
You sound like you have herpes.
You sound like you have no class, so.
You wish not to return the late fees?
I'm not returning them.
No, you will return them. I'll reach through this phone and choke you one.
Go ahead.
Well, how about I do this instead? I tell you that Mika just set you up for this prank phone call on the radio.
Oh, my God.
You just got a phone check.
The freshest and most popular phone checks in the D are on 105.1 The Bounce. 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 Laugh your butt off on demand with Clarissa Phone Checks at 105.1thebounce.com by clicking on the podcast tab.
I'm talking about you being phone check player.
If you are about to hop in the car to go to work, good news, we're about to go 105 minutes commercial free, which is very exciting.
Yes, gets me hyped.
Yes, it does. 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip hop and R&B. It is the all new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. And today is the biggest party bar day of the year.
Yeah, for sure. And I know people also, I don't know if this is just a thing in Detroit here too, go out on Thanksgiving night. You know, when you're done with the family, you want to go out and party up a little bit. So
you either go Black Friday shopping or you go get drunk.
Yeah, I know. You show up to Black Friday shopping with a hangover. We don't want that to happen, right?
We don't want that to happen.
So we're
going
to talk all things hangovers right around 7:20.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. And today is the biggest party night of the whole year.
It definitely is. And it also carries over into tomorrow after the festivities at home. Everyone goes out to drink.
Yes.
And we were talking about hangovers here in the studio because I've had a few of those.
Yeah, I don't get those anymore.
You don't get them anymore?
No.
All right, does that mean you're a responsible drinker or your body just decided you're not going to give you hangover?
I think my body's just decided that, you're good.
Well, good for you. Well, then these might not apply for you, but we have some tips to prevent hangovers.
Okay.
They say, number one, choose your alcohol wisely. This makes sense. You know, they say about darker liquor, because apparently there's a compound in it that causes you to get hangovers more, you know, likely. So they say stick with, like, vodka, gin, and wine.
I drink dark alcohols.
Yeah.
I think I'm just special.
I think I got in trouble with some dark liquor before, so I'm definitely not going to drink that. Number two, take curcumin, a supplement, before you go out. I actually take this every day anyways. It's like an anti-inflammatory, and it like detoxifies your liver.
Ooh.
So they say you should take that before you go out, or you can add it to your favorite martini.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, up your vitamin C and magnesium. They help break down alcohol and eliminate alcohol from the body. Here's one. Eat before you drink. I think everybody knows that, right?
I would hope so.
You can't drink on an empty stomach. You need something to soak up all that liquor, right?
Yes.
And take milk thistle, of all things.
I don't know.
It's another thing. It helps protect and repair the liver, you know, damage. So.
Never done it before.
You probably wouldn't do any of these anyway, right?
No, I don't. I mean, I'll drink some water, but not like, I'll drink some water before I go to bed, and that kind of helps. Like, I don't know, maybe.
Some Motrin.
Something.
Well, listen, if you're not a pre-planner like Gene is here, you find yourself in a hangover. Yes. We need to know the tips for curing hangovers.
Yes. Greasy food?
Greasy food is one of them for sure.
Yeah.
But we want to know. Give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
It's the Morning Bounce. 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee. Today is the biggest party day of the year.
I would say the next couple of days. Yeah. Everyone goes out. It's an excuse to drink.
And then it's right into the weekend, so you just keep it going.
I know, right? We were talking about hangovers today, yes. And we gave you some tips on how to prevent them. But then we asked you, if you're not a pre-planner like Gene isn't, once you find yourself with a hangover, what is the cure? Jamie, what's your cure for a hangover?
All right, you got to go to Leo's or National Coney Island and get their chili fries. Believe it or not, I was at a Coney one morning and I was hungover big time. Mm-hmm. Got an omelet, French toast. I thought that was going to do it. And the lady's like, oh, what's the matter? You don't like the food? And I said, no. She goes, oh, you're a little hungover. She comes back with the fries. And she goes, here, eat these. I look, I go, eat those?
Uh-huh.
You just trust me. And I'll tell you what, by the time I got home, I was ready to go.
Hey.
He's like, back at it tonight.
Did you go back for round two?
Back at it. Like, seriously, it'll bring you back. Even if I'm laying at home, I'm like, babe, please just go get me chili fries, and I promise I'll be better.
Nice. Well, thanks for the tip, Jamie. Have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Oh, listen, and I'm driving a float in the Thanksgiving Day parade. I drive Santa.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
We're headed downtown right now to get all the floats down there on the Woodward.
Well, very awesome. Cool. Enjoy your time, okay?
All right, you guys have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you.
Thank you so much, Jamie. You too, brother.
And if you have a hangover cure to share with us, please give us a call or shoot us a text at 248-544-1051.
Don't forget, a little bit after 8 o'clock, we're getting you qualified for the Florida First Friday Flyaway trip to Miami Beach, Shannon's old stomping grounds.
Oh, it sounds so good right now. I want to be in the sun.
Especially with how damn cold it is outside. We teamed up with Visit Florida. You're going to be staying at the luxurious Beacon South Beach Hotel, which is right near the beach. Plus, we got your hotel, we got your flight, we got your car rental, and two passes for the Thriller Miami Speedboat. So if that sounds good to you, don't go too far, because we got you a little bit after 8. It is the all new Morning Bounce on 105.1 The Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. Tonight's the biggest party night of the year.
Yeah, the next couple days, really. And we gave some preventative tips, but we asked you for, you know, your tips on what cures a hangover. Diana.
What you got? This might help the person that's going to Miami.
So, a little trick is, if you take Tylenol before you drink, I promise you, you won't have a hangover the next day.
Okay.
Don't take them after. Take them before.
Okay.
Get ahead of the thing.
And it's never failed you one time, huh?
Never failed.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip.
All right. I'm not a pro, but I know it works.
All right. You have a great Thanksgiving, right. Okay?
Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a safe holiday.
Thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. Tonight is the biggest party night of the year, and a lot of people get confused when they hear that. Like, why is the night before Thanksgiving the biggest party night? Because a lot of people come back home who don't necessarily come back at other points throughout the year. So it's like getting the band back together.
Gotta get them out.
Yes, and we were asking about hangover cures. We have a comment on Facebook that I'm not sure about. Can you help me? Is this like a Detroit thing that I don't know about yet?
I'm not exactly sure, but they said take a stand back before and after you go out.
Okay.
That's like a medication that has aspirin and caffeine in it.
Okay.
So I've never tried it. Actually, I probably have never heard of it.
Yes, I've never heard of it either. Okay, so it's not a Michigan thing. Because you are Mrs. Michigan, so you would know the answer if it was a Michigan thing.
Well, you know, I haven't partied like that in a long time. So hopefully, you know, I won't have to employ any of these tips. But
there you go.
We're going to continue this discussion over on our socials at 105 on the Bounce.
And guess what? If I ever have a hangover, you know what my cure for the hangover is going to be?
What's that?
These baby. Don't forget about 8:20. We're doing Big Fat Liar for tickets to WWE SmackDown at Little Caesars Arena. It's 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene and Shannon Renee.
But first, we need to find out who's going to qualify for this trip to Florida.
Yolanda, what up, girl? What are you doing?
I'm at work.
Well, guess what?
I'm number 10.
Yeah, yay. You might be in Florida pretty soon. You just qualified for the trip.
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't scream and yell, I'm at work.
Well, you just qualified for this grand prize trip to a two-night stay at the Beacon South Beach Hotel, a sightseeing tour of Miami, a ride aboard the Thriller Miami Speedboat Adventures, round-trip travel, and a rental car to get you around, all courtesy of Visit Florida. For an extra chance to qualify, visit 105onthebounce.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Yolanda, go ahead and let everybody know who you're bouncing with on the job.
105 on the Bounce.
Yeah.
Liar.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
Liar! You are lying.
It is time for Big Fat Liar on 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me and Gene, Shannon, Renee, and Big Fat Liar is pretty easy.
Definitely is easy. We're both going to tell a story. Yes. One of us is telling the truth and one of us is lying, and you have to figure it out. And if you do, we got a pretty great gift. I mean, this would be a good gift for somebody,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. If you got a WWE fan in your life.
Yeah, a pair of tickets to SmackDown at the arena on Friday, January 20th.
All right, ladies first.
Okay, I'll go first today. As you know, I used to live in Miami. Mm-hmm. I was drunk a lot in Miami.
Me too. Probably around the same time, now that I think about it.
I don't know that we ran into each other down there.
I don't think so, but...
I had one of my birthdays down there, and I had a plan at one of the clubs to do my birthday there. Well, my girlfriend took me out to a club before, and I got so drunk that they put me in a taxi and sent me home, and I didn't even make it to my actual birthday party.
Wow.
I ended up the next day being hungover at some diner, and I ran into this guy, and I don't think that, well, obviously he didn't realize I was who I was, because he said, yeah, I went to this birthday party last night, and the chick didn't even show up. That was me. I just hung my head in shame.
Is this a random person that you ran into?
Yeah, I mean, he was like a local promoter, and I worked for a promotions company there, so he kind of knew me through the business, but I don't think he put two and two together.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so about a year ago, one of my best friends got married in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I bought a flight from Knoxville to San Francisco that had an 8-hour layover in Denver.
Okay.
The only reason I did that is because another one of my best friends lives in Denver, so I was able to hang out with him throughout the day. Well, while I'm hanging out, I get a text message that's like, hey, your flight's been changed.
Mm.
And I'm like, what do you mean my flight's been changed? I got a wedding to go to. So I wound up missing the wedding because my flight got changed to the next day. So I wound up having to spend the night in Denver. And I missed out on the wedding.
That sucks.
It does. It really does. I'm not going to say which airline it was either.
Don't do that.
I'm going to be classy. 248-544-1051 is the phone number. We're looking for caller number
10.
That is right. Who do you think is telling the truth? And who do you think is a
big fat liar?
Hit us up.
You liar.
Liar.
They're all liars.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
You're lying.
Liar.
You are lying.
We're doing Big Fat Liar on 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee.
Yeah, Michelle, did you hear our stories?
I know, but you guys got so tricky, though.
When I lived in Miami, I got too drunk and didn't show up to my birthday party.
And I bought a flight from Knoxville to San Francisco with a connecting flight in Denver. My flight got moved to the next day, the connecting one, so I missed the wedding that I was supposed to go to. Who do you think is telling the truth, and who do you think is a big
fat liar?
Me, G, I thought you were a big fat liar.
Yes! Michelle got it right.
I am so excited. I call you guys every day.
Well, we appreciate you listening,
Michelle.
Well,
I'm glad that you got through. You just scored these pair of tickets to the WWE SmackDown at Little Caesars Arena on Friday, January 20th. For tickets and show info, visit 313presents.com.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much. Y'all are so full of joy. I love you guys.
Thank you so much, Michelle. We love you, too. Happy Thanksgiving. And let everybody know who you're bouncing with on the way to work.
105.1 FM Bounce. Hey.
If someone's never tried to hit that note at the end of the song there, they're too young for you.
We couldn't even hit it in here, though.
I said if someone's never tried.
If they've never tried,
nobody's going to really hit that successfully, because that's like...
Well, that's what we tell ourselves because we butcher it, right?
It's 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It's the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee, and Shannon Scoops on the way.
Yes, there's so many good things coming to the city of Detroit, and I've got a bunch of those for you at 8:55.
Yo, what's the scoop?
It's time for Shannon's Scoop on the Morning Bounce.
I'm Shannon Renee, and here's your scoop. Well, there's a ton of good things coming to Detroit.
Like me.
Like you. Well, the city of Detroit is going to be hosting the NCAA Final Four.
Ooh.
It's going to be at Ford Field in 2027.
Nice.
This is the first time since 2009, and they had 70,000 fans in attendance, and I think that's the record.
Is it
because
really?
I think it was like the first time it was like a round stadium that they could fit so many people in.
Nice.
So that'll be good to see that come back.
Yeah, I can see some prospects because the Magic will probably still suck by then.
Are you a a college fan?
Not a big college fan of college basketball, I should say. So no, I'll, if it's on, I'll watch it, but I will probably never go out of my way to watch it.
Well, all right. Are you a fan of Beverly Hills?
Yeah,
the movie
before, yeah.
Not the place, the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Turns out Alex Foley is back in Detroit.
Oh.
You know, it's his character, Eddie Murphy's character, Beverly Hills. There's scenes for the Netflix upcoming new one is scheduled to film here next week in Detroit.
Oh,
yeah, it's going to happen downtown Detroit along Washington Boulevard between State and Grand River. They say there's going to be car chases and stunt driving, and they're warning residents to be aware of smoke effects and sparks. So don't call the cops if you hear things blowing up.
I went and did that video at M1. I learned how to drive. Can I do the race scenes?
Ooh, maybe.
If anybody's listening, I want to be an extra in Beverly Hills Cop. I've already done extensive television background work before. We've talked about this.
I think you're going to be back in time because they're filming Sunday through December 2nd.
Let's
and there's
go.
No word that Eddie's going to be in town. So
that's okay. I still want to be an extra. So if you can make that happen, let me
Gene
know.
Gene is here. I mean, what else do you need?
I'll be his stunt double.
Well, also it was announced earlier this year that Rihanna's Savage X Fenty line is coming to Detroit,
what?
Like an actual store.
Oh, nice.
We finally have been given a location. It's going to be at 1442 Woodward, which is right by Shinola, and it's expected to open in 2023.
Ooh, that's dope.
There's going to be a line. It's going to sell out. I already know it.
Hopefully she shows up for the grand opening.
She might. Can we get her here in the studio?
I would love that.
We'll have to try and hook that up,
there
right?
There you go.
I'm Shannon Renee, and that's your scoop brought to you by Mrs. T's Pierogies. Mrs. T's Pierogies are stuffed with creamy whipped potatoes and the perfect blend of cheese, all wrapped in tender pasta, bursting with mouth-watering savory flavor. It's like Mrs. T's put a little happiness inside each pierogi just for you. Get yours today.
It is time for Can You Finish the Lyrics on 105 on the Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with me, Gene, and Shannon Renee. And if you've never heard this before, it's super easy.
Yeah, we're going to give you a song, and you just got to pick it up where we leave off. And if you can, you're going to score this family four-pack of passes to the Royal Oak Ice Rink. And to show you how easy it is, Gene's going to show you how it's done.
Yeah, what am I doing today?
You're going to do Ludacris.
Ooh, I'm ready. I'm about to punch yo lights out. Get the f*** back. Guard your grill. There's something wrong. We can't stay still. I've been drinking and busting too. And I've been thinking of busting you upside your mother f***ing forehead. And if your friends jump in,
all girl.
Debbie Mohead, causing confusion, disturbing the peace. It's not an illusion. We run in the streets. Ah. So bye bye to all you groupies and gold diggers. Is there a bumper on your ass? No.
Bleep you out.
I'm sorry. Hey, Luda is my guy, so I had to get into it.
Did a great job.
Thank you. And we think you can do a good job, too, to this T-Pain.
Yes, buy you a drink. It's perfect on the biggest bar night of the year, right? Detroit, I know you got this. Give us a call at 248-544-1051.
Caller 10, hit us up.
Good luck.
It's time for Can You Finish the Lyric on 105.1 The Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee.
Michelle, you're caller 10.
Yay.
That was the fakest excitement I've ever heard.
No, I meant that with everything in my heart.
Great.
I've been trying to get through to you guys to do this for a minute.
All right. It's your time to shine, girl.
Okay.
Michelle, do you think you can finish the lyrics to this T-Pain?
Yeah, I'm sure I can.
All right, here we go.
All right. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance that you roll with me? Back to the green.
Show you how I lead it. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'm gonna buy you a dream. Though I'm gonna take you all with me. Money in the bank. Shorty, what's the thing? In the gray cat. In the bed like that. Oh, we in the bed like, I probably shouldn't have smoked before I did this.
Yes! Let's see how you did, Michelle.
Close enough. It's the holidays. We don't want anybody to walk away empty-handed.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you just scored this family four-pack of passes to the Royal Oak Ice Rink. It happens in downtown Royal Oak now through February 19th. Your prize also includes free ice skating admission, free skate rental, and free marshmallow roasting passes for four.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Let everybody know who you're bouncing with this morning.
105.1 The Bounce.
105.1 The Bounce, Detroit's throwback hip-hop and R&B. It is the all-new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. And it is almost Thanksgiving.
I can smell the turkey now. I cannot wait. I love food.
I know. You just told me yesterday that I'm going to have to cook for you more often.
I know, right?
You finally tried some of my food.
I did try your lasagna.
And tell me.
It was really good.
Hey, I made the sauce from scratch, too, by the way.
I didn't know, yeah. But I did tell Duke about it. He likes things a little spicy. You made yours spicy. He likes things a lot spicy. But I was talking up your lasagna to him.
Me and Duke will be friends, though, because I love spicy stuff.
Oh, good.
He's
going to get mad when I say this, but he's like sweats when he's eating hot food.
Some things you need to sweat when you, like if you go out drinking,
uh-huh.
The next day, I'll do a bowl of ramen, and I spice it up, and I sweat it all out. That's why I don't get hangovers.
Oh, look at that. You gave us the tip of the day.
Spicy food. There it is.
No, but really, we hope that you all enjoy your Thanksgiving. And I know that there's people who aren't going to be able to spend it with their family and friends. You know, essential workers that do have to work that day. So hopefully they save you a plate and you get to spend some time with them at a later date or whatever.
And if you're one of those people that's going to go to the grocery store tomorrow, please don't be rude to the people that are working there. They're just doing their jobs. They know that it's busy, but they can only do so much.
Right.
I'm speaking from experience because I've had to work many a holiday. Have people yelling at me like, it's not my fault you didn't buy your turkey on time.
Right. Well, I have a question for everybody before we go.
Yes.
What time are you serving dinner?
Yes. Okay.
It's always like a conundrum for me. I don't know what time to serve it. I need to know. I got to settle on time to tell everybody because I haven't done that yet.
Okay. I would say 2 to 3 o'clock is like the sweet spot.
See, I had it 3 o'clock last year.
Yeah.
And Duke said that worked out well. Now I so maybe I'll just leave at the 3 o'clock time.
I have a question. You told people 3 o'clock last year. What time did you feed them?
Probably around that time. I'm usually pretty good being on time. Within a half an hour of that time.
Well, I'm impressed.
But I always have the like just the case snacks. Yeah. Little trays of little things here and there.
Here, eat something.
Yeah. And then they're too hungry to eat my food. Yeah. So. No, but I have a great one. So
happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, it's the Morning Bounce.
It's the all new Morning Bounce with Mean Gene and Shannon Renee. Wake up in the morning. On 105.1 The Bounce. Be the best.